Quirky news. Unusual news stories from around the world.
Philipanga. Prince in trouble again. I didn't mean to offend him. Maybe he was a bit tired, said gardener Jamie Dury, after a minor incident with Prince Philip, Queen Elizabeth's husband. Prince Philip was attending the Chelsea Flower Show. He stopped in front of a display of Macrosamia murae, a tree which is native to Queensland, Australia. The prince complimented Dury on his display, but mistakenly referred to it as a tree fern. I corrected the prince, but he took offence and walked off muttering to himself, Dury explained. One witness heard the prince say, "I didn't come here to get a lesson." Australian Dury said that it was his first experience of the surly prince. He said that he didn't actually hear the comment, but added that he was a bit shocked when he heard about it afterwards. Prince Philip is well known for his offensive remarks. He once asked a Scottish driving instructor, "How do you keep the natives off the booze long enough to get them through the test?" Many people think that he's deliberately offensive, but others defend him, claiming that he has an ironic sense of humour.
Poor Pooch. Dog sees inheritance cut. When multimillionaire Leona Helmsley died last year, she left $12 million to her pet dog Trouble and left many of her relatives out of the will. But now a judge has overturned the decision and the pooch has lost $10 million in a court action. The little white Maltese had lived a life of luxury. He was given food cooked by chefs and treated like a prince. But Judge Rena Roth ruled that Helmsley was mentally incompetent when she made her will and ordered that $4 million be given to an undisclosed charity and $6 million to Craig and Megan Panzera, relatives who were originally cut out of the will. The dog now lives in an undisclosed location after receiving numerous death threats. What a dog would spend $12 million on anyway remains a mystery. Helmsley was well known for her tyrannical behaviour towards her employees in her hotel business. During a trial for tax evasion, she gained notoriety when a housekeeper said that she heard Helmsley say, "We don't pay taxes, only the little people pay taxes." This earned her the nickname the Queen of Mean. This isn't the first time someone with more money than brains has left money to a pet. It has been rumoured that Bubbles, Michael Jackson's pet monkey, has been left millions in Jackson's will.